All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome in to Daily Faceoff Live, your go-to source for everything hockey, live every weekday at noon Eastern.
Welcome in to another playoff edition of Daily Faceoff Live, streaming to you live on the Daily Faceoff YouTube, and as always, brought to you by Bet365. We're doing things a little bit differently today. Frank Saravalli live out in Vancouver. He'll join us in a couple of minutes, but it's the playoffs. Teams are getting bounced. Teams are staying alive, and some teams are panicking. So we are going to kick off today's show with our big segment. Let's get into the All 32. The All 32 is powered by Booster Juice. Visit a location today to refuel, refresh, and re-energize, or download the Booster Rewards app to earn, order, and enjoy. We head out to the Vegas and Dallas series, where Ken Bulkey is joining us live from the morning skate. And Ken, I said in the intro there, teams are panicking. It looks like from the morning skate you are currently at, the Golden Knights are panicking a little?
There's a lot going on here. I was not sure what we were going to get, and there is a lot going on. Aiden Hill is the starter. He's going to make his first start in the postseason after Logan Thompson was phenomenal in Game 3, and I didn't think he was that bad in Game 4. Pretty wild that they're doing that. There's a shakeup to three of the four lines, to two of the three pairs. There's multiple lines that have never played together. There's multiple pairs that have never played together, or one pair that hasn't played together. It's a lot going on, and it looks quite a bit different than what you're seeing there on the screen.
So considering how the first two games went, they obviously win both on the road in Dallas. They drop both at home. Is this level of panic warranted? Was their play, did their play fall off that hard in games 3 and 4 that they should be doing this?
Game 3 was really bad. Game 4 was really not as bad. They had two different leads in that game. They just didn't really have the push in the third period that you would expect from a team trying to get back into the game. I understand where it's coming from. Like, they have not been the better team at 5-on-5, and when they're good, they usually are the better team at 5-on-5. So I get it. But it's a lot. It's a new first line. It's a first liner going to the fourth line. It's still having the situation where Carlson can't take draws. So you have to have an extra center with him. They're putting in a rookie that hasn't played in a playoff game at all in Pavel Dorofeev. So there's quite a bit going on. Hanifin and Hutton are playing together. That's never happened. So there is a lot. Is it worth it? Was it necessary? I'm like on the fence there.
Yeah, and I mean, we're getting live reaction in the moment as well. I love that we can hear the sticks and pucks banging behind you. With Aiden Hill, like, is there maybe a little bit of this that you know, they're like the Boston Bruins, right? They just said, hey, we had a rotation during the season. Let's keep our guys comfortable. Is this maybe not so much a comment on Thompson's play in last game and maybe more of like a, hey, we wake up the room a little bit and we give Logan Thompson a breather in the middle of a best of seven series?
Maybe a little bit, but I think it's more so a case of Bruce Cassidy thinks Aiden Hill is better. The entire season, Bruce Cassidy has done everything he can to make Aiden Hill the starter. At times, Hill has taken that and run with it. Then he got hurt, and when he was hurt down the end of the season, he did not play very well when he came back right before the postseason, and it was real clear it had to be Thompson's job. So I think they've kind of been waiting for this moment. I think you might be pushing it a little bit. One of the things Cassidy said before this series is when you go from goalie to goalie, your team has to be completely bought in. I would be a little bit surprised if there's complete buy-in after the games that Logan's given. I don't think Logan Thompson has lost them a game in this series, and now he comes out and Aiden Hill goes back in. Remember, Aiden Hill's last game is the reason we're here in the first place. They lost to the Ducks, and he gave up two terrible goals. We could be or should be in Edmonton if not for that, and that was, we're almost 2 weeks ago now.
I'm in Edmonton. There is a bunch of snow on the ground. You
I'm happy. I'm so happy I'm not. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Victor Arvidsson. I love you.
Just one more, and I want to ask you about the flip side of this matchup. It's a great pushback by the Dallas Stars on the road. What about their comeback in these last two games is maybe the most impressive and maybe from the Golden Knights perspective, concerning about how well the Dallas Stars are playing?
I think the biggest thing in game three was they really started to get transition going. Vegas's whole plan in this series was limit that transition. They thought if they can just keep them in the zone, they'll be able to kind of box out in the middle of the ice and do what they need to do. That did not happen in game three. Game four was better, but in game four, you started to see the depth of Dallas kind of take over a little bit. Vegas's middle six did not have a very good game. The bottom pair started to get beat up a little bit. And you started to see that depth that Dallas has been talking about all season make a huge difference. And I think that's the biggest change is you're starting to see more Dallas players play well and more Vegas players not play up to the standard that we've expected. We haven't seen the best out of Mark Stone. We haven't seen the best out of Tomas Hertl. William Karlsson hasn't been out of his best because he's injured and can't take faceoffs. Clearly something going on there. So there's a lot going on here that it is starting to kind of tilt back towards Dallas, because both of these teams are really deep and really, really good.
Ken Bulkey from Sinbin Vegas, you squeeze us in during a morning skate. You're an absolute rock star. Enjoy the game, and thanks for doing this.
Take it easy.
We're all over the place today, and I love it. It's the playoffs. Today's show is brought to you by Bet365. We're thrilled to welcome in Bet365 as our sports betting partner just in time for the 2024 playoffs, and we'll be here with Bet365 to give you all the news, analysis, lines, and betting options for the playoffs until just one team is left standing. Last night, it was elimination day in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Two teams stayed alive. Two teams went home, and Frank Saravalli is here to help us break it all down. And let's go out to the series you're covering, Mr. Saravalli. The Nashville Predators get 20 saves from UC Saros, or 19 saves from UC Saros. The Canucks actually get a good game from Arthur Seelovs as well, but it wasn't enough. This series is going back to Nashville.
Yeah, look, this was a fascinating game. It was such a different stylistic game than the first four of the series. It was maybe the most entertaining nothing game heading into the third period for an elimination game that you could want. The Canucks had some of their best chances of the entire series, and they were met with the best game that UC Saros had all series. I don't know that it's really been talked about all that much. Saros entered game five with an .857 save percentage. Now, part of that is due to the fact that the Canucks just haven't, they've only gotten 91 shots on goal in the first five games of this series, which is a bananas number. But I think the Canucks have lots of reasons to feel good about their game from game five. Here's the tough part. The Preds have felt good about their game almost the entire time, and they were the team that was trailing heading 3-1 entering into game five. I love the message from Andrew Brunette after the game. He said, "What was the message to your team?" He goes, "Just be us. We really liked what we did." And I thought that was really powerful for that Preds team that now has not only planted a seed of doubt in Vancouver, but What if game five turns into game seven? All of a sudden, a totally different atmosphere.
Absolutely. And I really like what you said off the jump there, because yesterday we talked about how, you know, the Canucks really hadn't played a great hockey game up through four games of the series. They were up 3-1 and we were like, oh, they're probably due to come through and play the kind of hockey we saw from them in the regular season. But UC Saros is an all-world goaltender. He's capable of single-handedly stealing a series, and it's not shocking to see him come through the way that he did. The other area of this series I wanted to touch on with you, and I got a chuckle out of your tweet last night, the power plays between these two sides. Frank, is it terrible power plays or elite penalty kills?
Terrible power plays. For the most part, we've seen a number of power plays pass by in this series without the teams even getting set up in the zone. I can't tell you how many power plays we've seen in this series without any shots on goal. It's crazy to think that they've struggled that much. And then, of course, I send that tweet in the second intermission and the Preds come out in the third period and get a power play goal. So there's no such thing as moral victories when it comes to the playoffs. We know that based on the scoreboard looking at this series right now. It probably should be flipped based on the way the play has gone. It should be 3-2, but that's not the way that it works. And when you think about now this battle of wills in terms of process, I think the Canucks have more upper echelon talent, but we haven't seen it yet. We're still waiting for the Pettersson game. Will we get one? We're still, you know, Quinn Hughes had a much better game five. There's lots of question marks still about the rest of the depth of this Vancouver team that really hasn't shown up. You can't win with 1.5 lines in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think that's a great point as well. We've talked a lot about the injuries on Vancouver's side that we know of. We've speculated about some others. There's now 2 days off in this series as well. We're not going to get the next game until Friday. Is that maybe a nice chance for the Canucks to sit, deep breath, and maybe reset?
I think it's going to be fascinating to see the psyche of this team, because JT Miller was talking about not wanting to fly 8.5 hours round trip again. And Ian Cole basically came out in a sort of nice way and kind of slapped that comment last night after the game. He said, we got to grow up. We can't worry about an extra long flight now that we have. We've got to do everything we can to win the series. Cole's been through it. He's won 2 Stanley Cups. This is his 10th straight playoff appearance. There's a learning process to winning in the playoffs. There's a maturation factor. This Canucks team doesn't really have it and is learning on the fly. The only good thing for them is that they're doing it against a Preds team that for the most part is doing the exact same.
Yeah, and that's fair. JT Miller flies private. The media members who cover this series, who now have 8.5 hours round trip, they do not fly private. So that I feel sympathy for one side of those groups, Frank. Let's move along. Speaking of flying, the Winnipeg Jets have been grounded early on in the playoffs. Once again, it's the Colorado Avalanche coming through in game five. I'll be honest, Frank, after the way game one went, I absolutely did not see the old gentleman sweep coming through, but the Avs offense was just too much to handle. 28 goals, and on top of that, it wasn't just the big dogs rolling for the Avs. They get 12 different goal scorers with 8 different players scoring multiple goals in this series. You look at the shot total difference, you look at the power play difference. I look at this, and listen, coming into the series, I was someone who said, is this Avs team, you know, are they going to be the same force with their depth that they have been in, you know, the years where they win the Stanley Cup? It didn't look like it on paper to me. I was wrong. They absolutely are. This team can still score. This team is absolutely still a handful for whoever they run into.
They're more than a handful. They are something.
2 handfuls.
And yeah, well, hey now. By the way, when did the term gentleman sweep become a thing? I've heard a number of people mention that these playoffs, like, oh, the old gentleman's sweep. Like, okay, I guess that's a thing. That's fine. This Avs team in this first round was everything I thought they could be, potential wise. It's everything I thought they looked like for a period of time in March. But what I was thrown off by was this season series. And it feels stupid making my pick and looking back on it now, saying that I thought the Jets would win this series because of the singular way in which they dominated the stylistic battle. And I think in some ways too, the Jets, at least listening to Rick Bonus, it feels like they beat themselves. It feels like there was a bit of a clash between players and coach in terms of how to execute what they're trying to do. Now, part of that might just be that the Avs attack you by brute force and overwhelm you. And there's so many surprising parts to this to me from a Jets perspective. The fact that Connor Hellebuck got lit up as he did. Then the next part is, I mean, look at these numbers. This is the Vezina Trophy winner this year. 870 save percentage in the series. I mean, 5.23 goals against average in a five-game series. I get that the first game was crazy, but how do you explain the last four? How is it that Georgiev was able to settle in? And then I think the other part is,
life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The effort and compete. I thought this Jets team would be dogged competitors. And we got the opposite of that, the opposite end of that. And that part surprised me.
Yeah, the Hellebuck thing is the one that obviously stands out. If you're the Jets now heading into this summer, Frank, do you look back at this series and go, wow, we are a class below that Colorado team and we need to find a way to get better? Or do you sit there and go, can't believe this was the five-game stretch that Connor Hellebuck decided to not be an elite goalie this year?
I tend to lean towards lineup-wise and construction-wise, we're still not where a team like Colorado is. And now Colorado could very well go on to win the Cup. And you say, well, we lost to the Cup champs and we're the next peg down. That may be true, but that isn't necessarily going to win you a cup next year. I like the moves that they made at the deadline. I like the Sean Monahan deal. I like, you know, some of the other pieces that they brought in. And Toffoli, like these all were smart, calculated additions for a team that really tried to put its best foot forward. I think they still need some depth. They still need more game breakers, game changers, and that part is hard to come by.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's a conversation that happens all the time, but I think there are a lot of teams you could look at and go, hey, go attack it in free agency. Go throw the bag at Sam Reinhardt or do something crazy like that. I think it's harder for a team like Winnipeg to do that. You probably just have to start banking on some internal improvements. Maybe a guy like Cole Perfetti, right, turns into a high-impact top six guy.
Yeah, and that's the part watching what happened with Cole Perfetti the last number of weeks, it makes you wonder, what do they have there? Mm-hmm. And I think that's a really fair question to ask, because he wasn't able to break through and be something.
Speaking of young players breaking through and becoming something, Frank, on a night where there was no Austin Matthews, it was Matthew Nyes coming through in overtime for the Leafs, saving their season in a game that, I'll be honest, they were not the better team. If this is the deserve to win-o-meter or whatever, it leaned towards the Boston Bruins, but it's the playoffs and one bounce changes everything. And boy, has that one bounce ever changed the way that Leafs fans are feeling this morning. You see the shot of Maple Leaf Square going absolutely nuts. A great play by Tavares as well to drive this to the net. But again, just your thoughts on the Leafs, a night where they weren't the better team, a night where they got the bounces with pucks hitting goalposts. They come through with an improbable victory.
Yeah, and that wasn't the young player in the lineup that was the game changer for the Leafs. Not Matthew Nyes. It was Joe Wall. Joe Wall was tremendous. And that might be the bounce that changes the series, because I know some people were snickering saying, oh, that's great. Sheldon Keefe made a goaltending change to start the third period. He takes out Samsonov a couple games ago. And people are like, yeah, that, because that's exactly what the Leafs needed. And the truth is, that is, I think, part of what the Leafs needed. Do they need to score more? Another game in which they score only two goals? 100%. But if you have Joe Wall playing at the level that he was on Tuesday night, just look at his numbers now. 32 saves on 33 shots for the series. I mean, that's about as good as it gets. And if you had some questions or concerns about what does the future of the Toronto Maple Leafs look like in net, well, they've had their answer staring themselves in the face all season long. We knew that Samsonov was going to be on his way out as soon as that case went to arbitration last year. You took arguably the most mentally fragile player in the league and took him to arb. How did you think this season was going to play out for you? So you pack all those things together, and it kind of surprises me that they took this long to get to Joe Wall. But now that he's here, I think, it, to me at least, from a Leaf perspective, it starts to change the complexion of the series. Do they need to play better? 100%. Did they show some fight on Tuesday night? Yes, they did. It would have been easy to roll over against the Bruins in Boston. But without Austin Matthews, with a compromised William Nylander, whatever he's dealing with, there's a lot to unpack, and they found a way to get a win. And maybe Ryan Reeves is right. Maybe he's planted a seed of doubt in terms of, hey, this is a team that choked on a 3-1 series lead last year. Can they do it 2 years in a row?
Yeah, that is interesting. The one stop that obviously stands out for Wall is that kick save he made in overtime right in front of the net. And they showed a reverse angle, or the inside the net angle of it, where you see like he kicks his pad out at the last second and it shoots the rebound to his right. If he doesn't make that little kick, it goes almost perfectly backdoor, and it probably would have been a tap-in winner for the Boston Bruins. It's little things.
You know what we call that? The old pinball flipper.
Ah, there we go. Wall and Nyes come through for the Leafs, and we will have a Game 6 in Toronto, Frank. There will be no Game 6 in the Canes-Islanders series as the Hurricanes finished New York off in 5 games. It was a weirdly high-scoring game between the two here as the over finally hit in this series. This is... like, we can probably keep this simple. The Canes were just the much better team. They were going to win this series. It was a matter of how many games.
100% agree. I called a sweep before the series started. The Islanders gutted out their game 4 to avoid that. Back to the drawing board for New York. And for the Canes, you kind of come through the first round mostly unscathed. Didn't play their best hockey, certainly in the two games to open the series. We're clearly outclassing New York and showed why. And I think maybe getting through this round for both teams in that side of the bracket, both the Rangers and the Canes, the hardest part was just trying to probably keep your focus in the first round series, because you knew that this massive collision was coming in round 2, and you still have to get through round 1 in order to get there. You can't overlook your opponent. And both those teams took care of business. Now, across the NHL, like, let me just set this up for you. Round 2 is going to be absolutely electric. This was maybe the most boring, uninteresting first round that I can remember in 10 plus years, at least. But this second round might be some of the best hockey we've ever seen. This matchup right here is a clash of absolute titans in the East, because you're dealing with the President's Trophy winner, New York Rangers, against a Canes team that was nipping at their heels all season long that the Rangers were able to fend off. Two teams that both have deep defense cores, and both have, with the addition of Jake Guentzel, enough game changers and difference makers to really make this a fascinating matchup. I wouldn't be shocked if either team won, and I wouldn't be shocked if either team is the one that represents the East in the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, two absolute titans out East, Frank. We'll have more on that series when we get to some previews later on in the week. For now, though, well, we're not going to get to our big segment. We already did that. Let's get to our inbox question for the day. It is brought to you by our friends over at Douglas Mattress. I slept like a baby last night, Frank, and you can too by ordering today at douglas.ca/DFO. Douglas Mattress is handcrafted in Canada, ensuring the highest quality materials and fastest delivery to you. douglas.ca/DFO. Frank, the one series I guess we haven't talked about today, and it's the topic of our hashtag Ask DFO inbox question. Give me a percent chance the LA Kings crawl back and make this a series. Well, you think they win tonight? Give me a percent.
Does getting to game six make this a series? I guess is the question.
I mean, sorry, keep the series alive. Percent chance they keep the series alive.
Oh, I'd say it's like 40%.
Okay, so you're giving them like a solid fighting chance.
To win one game? Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, one more game?
Yeah, I think that's to win the series or to make it a series. I'd give it about a 5% chance, but. Yeah, I mean, you're talking about one game. I just watched an elimination game last night where, you know, Vancouver had every reason to close it out.
Yeah, that's fair. And I mean, the Kings, you look at that lineup with Kopitar, Doughty, those are guys who aren't just going to sit there and roll over because they're down 3-1 in a series. So I think tonight's going to be a really, really tight hockey game, and maybe we can continue this into my daily bets brought to you by Bet365, the largest sports betting platform globally. Open an account with Bet365 today and use the promo code Daily365 to bet on a huge range of markets. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Frank, I'm going puck line tonight. I think this game is going to be very tight through 40 minutes, and then I think the Oilers are going to pull away in the third period. They've been a very, very good home team all year. I know they lost the one game in this series on home ice already, but Stuart Skinner was not good in that game. He was lights out in games 3 and 4, only allowing one goal in LA. I think Skinner's going to be a massive difference. I think the crowd in Edmonton getting on top of David Riddick is going to be a massive difference. And I do think ultimately Edmonton pulls away with this hockey game. It should be a good one tonight in Edmonton. I also have a shot prop parlay. I hit mine yesterday, so profitable night on Tuesday. Only two games, so slim pickings, but Tomas Hertl has hit his shot prop over in every game so far in this series, and Anze Kopitar has hit it in 3 of 4. You play them together, and it's plus 192, so an incredibly, incredibly juicy shot prop parlay tonight. Frank, we didn't get your take on this, so let me run it past you before we get to garbage time. What do you think about the Golden Knights going with Aiden Hill over Logan Thompson tonight?
Hey, I'm all for it. If you feel like that gives you the best chance to win, I know that his numbers weren't great down the stretch. And I would say watching the odd nature of the goal scored in game 4, I don't know that I really blame Logan Thompson, but this is also a guy that led you to a Stanley Cup last year. Hard to say, hey, Aiden Hill isn't deserving of at least a look or an opportunity. See what happens.
Yeah, I think that's kind of part of it. Just see what happens, and your team could use a spark after dropping 2 on home ice.
Yeah, and I was going to say, by the way, I love your thought process on puck line in an elimination game, because generally, you know, of course, if you're down, you're pulling the goalie and you're just hoping for an empty netter at that point. So I like the thought process.
Thank you. Let's get to garbage time. It's brought to you by our friends over at Wendy's. It takes hard work and determination to bring home the cup. Luckily, Frank, it doesn't really take all that much to score some sweet savings with Wendy's, because all you need to do is download the Wendy's app while your favorite team is on their road to the cup. You could be on the road to free food through Wendy's and the Wendy's Rewards app. Collect reward points today with Wendy's. Really enjoyed your story up at dailyfaceoff.com. Frank, NHLPA reminds players of their right to control or destroy wearable tech data. And the question I have, or what I want to set you up for, was there one moment in particular that that kind of sparked this whole thing?
No, it's really just the idea that I think in general in society now, we're in this battle for data and who owns it and controls it. How many websites do you go to now where they say, or will you accept the cookies? I mean, it's like every time you go to any place, anywhere. Now put yourself in the shoes of an NHL player. For every practice that you go out, you don't want to be that guy that's like, oh yeah, I'm not going to participate in the team stuff. So they give you a vest that has a sensor and tracker in it that you put under your shoulder pads every time you go on the ice for practice. And it measures all of your bodily functions, all of your health data, how hard you work, how fast you're skating, what your heart rate is like, probably measures temperature and hydration and a million other data points that we have no idea what they even mean. Then you go through an entire season, probably play hurt sometimes, probably push it a little bit too hard or too far than you should. And at the end of the season, team comes to you and says, hey, you know what? Really enjoyed having you here, but we're not going to re-sign you. And I'm just pointing out a pure hypothetical. Well, then you go, well, what does my data say? And so the point of the story is really just that the NHLPA reminded players, you control the data. We negotiated that you own it if you want to. So you not only have the right to A, ask your team for a copy of the data, but B, have the ability to ask for their analysis of your data, and C, you can demand that they delete and destroy all of the data that they've captured on you. Now, the skeptics out there, and I know there's plenty of them on the internet in general, they would say, well, the NHL isn't actually policing teams on this anyway. So who's to say if you fill out a form and you hand it to your team and say that you want them to delete and destroy your data, that they actually do so? Don't know, but either way, I think in general in the world, big data has become a big problem, and we're all being sort of tracked and monitored in ways that we probably don't even realize, especially to marketing and sponsors. And when it comes to health data, I just think that's an entirely different level that NHL players should certainly be vigilant on.
Absolutely. Before we wrap up, wanted to give everyone a reminder that we do have some games going on over at Daily Faceoff. Head over, hit the games tab in the top right corner, and take part in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. We got some great prizes up for grabs, gift cards to Nation Gear, gift cards to Amazon, and throughout the playoffs, we're going to be giving away things like jerseys for your favorite team and more. Head to games.dailyfaceoff.com to get in on it. Today, one elimination game tonight, and what should be a very spicy game 5 between the Stars and Golden Knights on tap. We'll be back tomorrow when John Goins is on the show as well to break it all down. Big shout out to everyone over in the YouTube. We'll chat with you tomorrow at noon Eastern.
Thanks for tuning in to Daily Faceoff Live. Make sure you hit the subscribe button to never miss an episode.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
All right, hockey fans, listen up because we've got something special coming your way this playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and let me tell you, it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game day, you're going to be faced with four questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle. And here's a sneak peek into some of those questions we'll be firing your way. First up, you got to pick the winning team. That sounds simple, right? But there's more. You got to decide if the total amount of goals in the game will be over or under a certain amount, and that's where the real strategy starts to kick in. Next up, you're picking who's going to find the back of the net first, and you're going to want to be careful because that's one that could be cooked early on in the game. And finally, you got to predict which period is going to be the highest scoring. Will it be a barn burner in the first, a shootout in the second, or a nail biter in the third? That's up to you to decide. Now let's talk about prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? For the daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards to treat yourself to some fresh Nation gear, and you might even win a jersey from your favorite team. And for the big dogs, those who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.